Real stories, reliable information, the latest technology and news. Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners.
Hello, listeners. It's Trish Hammond here from Transforming Bodies. And today I'm going to be speaking with Matt. Now, Matt is from High Tech Medical, and today we're going to be talking about a device called Onda. Now, that's O-N-D-A, now, which basically, I understand it's for fat, cellulite, and skin all in one. So we're going to have a chat with Matt all about what it is. So welcome, Matt.
Thanks, Trish.
Thanks so much. Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. So look, I love the sound of this device, number one, because I have actually had it once before, but also because I've got the whole lot, the fat, the cellulite, the skin laxity. So to tell us a little bit about this device and how it works.
Okay, sure. So Onda is an innovative new device and treatment where it's using a new energy source that hasn't been used before. So it's similar as far as it's using heat. So it's like a lot of the radio frequency devices that are available. That's the most common way of, reducing some fat, creating some skin tightening and trying to reduce cellulite. But Onda's using microwave energy, which is very similar from a scientific point of view as to how the energy is created and the way it can heat human tissue. But unlike radio frequency, the microwave energy passes through the superficial layers of the skin quite easily and has a strong attraction to fat. And as a consequence of that, it means that with Onda, it works in a unique way in that it's simultaneously reducing the number of fat cells in the treated area, improving the appearance of cellulite, and creating a skin tightening effect all at the same time. But because most of the energy is passing easily through these superficial layers of the skin, the patient is kept comfortable while the deeper layers of the skin and the connective tissue between the skin and the fat layer is getting significantly hotter than we would typically see with the radio frequency style devices. So okay. we have a client or a patient who's more comfortable, mm-hmm. but the connective tissue and the fat that's below the skin is getting much hotter than we see with the more traditional devices. So comfortable patient and more effective treatment is the outcome of that.
Yeah, right. So basically it's, although it's called, like it's under cool waves, but it's actually the treatment is kind of warming up your fat or the subcutaneous fat to a certain temperature, which is going to kind of, and tell me if I'm wrong here, which is going to kind of melt it, I guess, if you want for a better word. But the thing is, you don't feel the heat at all, because I know this because I've had it done. Yeah. You don't feel the heat at all, and it's not uncomfortable at all. So is that kind of what's happening?
Yes. So I'll try and break down what you've just said there. So first of all, the reason it's the treatment and the device is called Onda is because Onda has been developed by an Italian company called DECA, D-E-K-A, and they have a history of coming up with many different innovations. They developed the first long pulse NDR laser for hair removal in the 1990s. They developed the whole technology around smart lipo, which is where you're using a short pulsed laser for melting fat in a liposuction technique. They developed one of the first fractional CO2 lasers in dermatology in the mid 2000s. And they developed Mona Lisa Touch, which was really the first device in the energy-based vaginal treatment area. So they're really an innovative company, and Onda is, you know, their next innovation. Mm-hmm. And Onda is the Italian word for wave. And because it's a microwave device, that's why they've called it Onda. Now, the reason for the term cool waves is, they've developed it, not me, of course, but my interpretation or impression of that is it's because Onda doesn't heat the skin. And so it's sort of like cool energy, if you like, because it's the tip that's contacting your skin feels cold, and the energy is passing through the skin and heating the fat. And so the patient or the client has this odd sensation of where their skin feels cold because the applicator is cooling their skin, but the tissue underneath their skin feels warm or sometimes even hot. And, the feedback is that it's very rarely is it painful. It's normally just this warming feeling under the skin. But it's not heating the skin, and the patient doesn't have a feeling of hot skin or painful hot skin. So it's a marketing term, but it's a good way of describing what's happening with the treatment, these cool waves. Now, as far as talking about melting the fat, I understand why you say that, and that's certainly a simple way for people to understand in some way what's happening, but it's not really melting the fat. What's happening there is that the energy that's passing through the skin and then heating up the fat, it triggers a process called apoptosis. And apoptosis, in simple terms, means that the energy from the device is activating apoptosis, and apoptosis means programming a cell to die naturally. So it's not like, well, necrosis, where is effectively like shooting a fat cell with a gun kind of thing, and it kills the fat cell, and then the body has to try and react to that and clean up the debris from that cell dying. In the case of apoptosis, the cell has been pre-programmed to die, and all the normal natural body mechanisms take place to remove that fat cell and everything that constitutes that fat cell away from the area and be processed normally like any other fat cell that, or any other cell rather, that is dying and being processed by the body. So it's a natural process that is triggered, and some of the other devices or technologies on the market do the same thing, but not all of them. And so it's not really melting the fat, it's triggering a natural cell death of that particular cell or those fat cells in the area that's been treated. Right. And it's only part of the mechanism, because I talked about at the beginning of this discussion that it's happening simultaneously. So it's simultaneously triggering apoptosis in fat cells and then making the changes in skin laxity and also in cellulite. But the melting part that you were referring to, I just wanted to make that clarification that it's an apoptotic process in the fat cells that's creating the death of those fat cells, and therefore the reduction of the number of fat cells in the area.
Yep, got it.
To the result. Yep.
And so tell me, so with that as well, because I know like when you have liposuction, once the fat's gone, it's gone. Is it the same with this?
Yes, it is. So any non-invasive treatment where it's triggering apoptosis, it's reducing the number of fat cells in the area. Onda does this. And whereas in other parts of the body or other cells in the body, there's a replacement process where one, if one dies by an apoptosis, another one takes its place. In the case of fat cells, that doesn't happen. What we believe happens is that we have a finite number of fat cells. And so if you take some fat cells out of there by this process, it means that you have less fat cells in the area, and therefore that area appears to be smaller and you have less fat there. Mm-hmm. The answer is less fat cells in the area and they aren't replaced.
Yes. Yeah, right. Look, I'm going to ask you a couple of the questions, but before I do, I just want to tell you, because I've actually had a treatment done on the front of my legs, and maybe you can explain why this is the case, but so just on my, you know, like on my lap, say for example, and just one area on each side, but when I actually rub my hands on my legs, I can actually feel a difference in that area of where, you know, that square mm-hmm. that was actually mm-hmm. done. And I don't understand, like, mm-hmm. like how does that look? Cause it's actually seriously is smoother. Like you go, not crunchy, because I don't have crunchy skin, but it's like normal skin. And then just over that area, it just becomes super smooth. And that, and I don't know if I'm just talking the touch at the moment. I'm not talking about physical appearance, because I haven't had long enough or as many enough treatments, but I've noticed that already. Like, what's that about?
Yeah. Okay. So in the area that you had treated, did you have any cellulite there? Or you did. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm the cellulite queen of Australia.
So look, most women have some amount of cellulite in their legs, particularly in their, you know, their thighs. Most people have a little bit of fat there, a bit of cellulite, and could benefit from some skin health improvement in that area as well. So, this is really about what I'm really glad you brought it up, because this is one of the key benefits to Onda, the Onda treatment. I mentioned before about it simultaneously improving fat, reducing the number of fat cells, improving the appearance of cellulite, and creating some skin laxity improvements, or creating some skin tightening. And that's what you're feeling. So in the area where you've had the treatment, what's taken place is that the fat layer that's on that part of your leg has become thinner. The skin on the very surface now has new deep collagen there that's improved the structure and integrity and robustness of the skin in that area. And in between those two areas, so we've got tighter skin on the surface, we've got less fat cells below, and in between that, the Onda treatment has the connective tissue that is one of the primary causes of cellulite, the treatment has either broken the really fragile septa, the connective tissue, and in other cases created new collagen and helped the ones that have survived the process of the undertreatment to create more collagen and become more elastic. And so the whole area now has less cellulite, less fat, and healthier, tighter skin. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're feeling. That's why it's a smoother, nicer feeling to the treatment and or to the treatment area. And did you say you've had one treatment?
Yeah, I've had one treatment.
Yeah, so what will happen is over the... And how long ago was that?
That was about three, four weeks ago.
Okay, so what that means though, Trish, is what you're feeling there is just the beginnings of the improvement. So that will continue for quite some time now. So when we're talking to patients about the treatment, what we would explain to them is that in the case of cellulite, you often see an improvement or the improvement starting at around about the 3 to 4 week mark. In the case of fat reduction, you start to see and feel an improvement in between 4 and 6 weeks. And in the case of improvements in skin laxity, you see or feel the improvements at around about 6 to 8 weeks. And then all of them continue to improve over the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. So I would expect even if you only had that one treatment, you would notice and feel those changes that you've experienced, they will improve further. But I would recommend that you have those follow-up treatments soon because the protocol typically is 4 treatments a month apart.
Yeah,
so
right.
It would typically take 3 months to have those 4 treatments. And they will the area will continue to improve, as I just said, till about 2 months after the final treatment. And over that course of treatments, it will be significantly more than the improvement you've seen so far.
Yeah. Well, tell us, because I'm definitely going to go and have some more treatments. And I was going to ask you, so tell us about the, like how big a treatment area is, because like my area was just on the top of my legs and I thought, I want to get all the tops of my legs done, like all the way around or something, or do you not need it all the way around? Like, is it just the area they get treated that gets, you know?
Yeah, so that's a good place to start, I think, in answering that question, is that the treatment will only help the appearance of the person wherever they're treated. So you need to treat anywhere that they want the improvement. Mm-hmm. So in the case of cellulite, you would, as a clinician, you would assess the patient, mark out the area that you want to treat. And, you know, that will then determine how many zones of treatment are required. Now, the way the operator or the clinician controls the treatment is that there's a given area that you need to treat that we're calling a zone. And once that zone is about 15 centimeters by 15 centimeters, and you set the treatment parameters on the device based on that treatment area. And that ensures that the treatment is, first of all, that there's no associated risk with it beyond all the normal, you know, the typical sort of low risk things with a non-invasive treatment like this. But it ensures that the temperature is getting to the right temperature as you do the treatment to get the results that we're looking for if you treat that given area. So each zone is about 15 centimeters by 15 centimeters, and that will typically take between 8 and 11 minutes to treat that zone. Mm-hmm. So most operators are doing 4 to 5 zones on a patient per hour. Which
that's
is
what I was going to ask.
It's a big area, you know, so that really means in 1 hour they could treat someone's whole tummy area and their love handles, mm-hmm. or you could treat both thighs on someone, or at least, you know, the backs of someone's thighs on both sides in that hour. It's a really quick treatment at 10 minutes per 15 centimeter zone, and faster than most other treatments that might be used for these kind of things as well. And of course, there's the added benefit of improving the 3 different indications simultaneously. So you're not having to do a fat reduction treatment and then follow up with a skin tightening treatment. You're doing it all at the same time.
Oh, absolutely.
So that saves time as well.
Yeah. And, you know, I was going to ask you, so is there a limit on the amount of areas you can have? Because, you know, like the body needs X amount of time to process and I guess to, you know, I don't know. Is there a limit?
Yeah, no, that's, a good point. Look, following the process that's taking place, theoretically, you wouldn't want to do too many sessions in one go, but that would be many, many treatment areas before it would have any kind of medical consequences to it. Mm-hmm. What I can say is in practice, most clinics are doing somewhere between, say a maximum of 6 zones in one visit. So that would typically be about an hour and a quarter to an hour and a half appointment to do those 6 zones. And very often people are having four zones in a session, which ends up being an appointment of a little bit under an hour. That's a typical session. And sometimes what people will do is they'll have that four zone session on one day. And then, you know, if it turns out they're having four zones on one leg and four zones on another, it might be that they have the one leg done one day and one leg done the next day kind of thing, so that it's not all being done in the one session.
Yeah, totally.
But that can be managed in a consultation, and they just work out how to do that.
Of course. And so with that as well, like once you've had your treatments, because you're saying like one treatment a month over 3 months, is that right, roughly?
Well, I don't want to sound too confusing. It's one treatment a month for four treatments, and that would take 3 months to have that sequence of awesome. Four treatments. Yeah.
Right. And then what about afterwards? Like, is this something that needs to be, like, once you've had your cellulite fixed in, you know, your cellulite, your fat and your skin tightening that area, is that something that, like, do you need to have more treatments?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's probably one that I'd like to answer in breaking it down to each indication, because they're all a little bit different. So in the case of fat reduction, if you are having a treatment that isn't actually killing the fat cells, you need many treatments, and then you need top-up treatments quite closely together to maintain the improvement. But once you've got a fat reduction treatment that is killing fat cells, and the results are at the very least long term and often permanent. What's changing is the person's lifestyle and their weight, and therefore their appearance, based on what they're eating, their age, the exercise they do, and so on. The number of fat cells won't change, or won't change dramatically over time. So I think in the case of fat reduction with Onda, what I would say is that the typical protocol is four treatments. Sometimes people will only have three, sometimes they might want five, but four is the typical protocol. And what we would say, just to be safe and realistic, if you like, so that people have realistic expectations, is to say, start with the protocol of four treatments. If you're happy with that outcome, then we leave it there, and maybe plan on having a top-up treatment every year or so, just to address any areas that might have become a concern for you over that time, if things have changed in your body shape and your weight and so on. Treatment, of course, won't affect their weight. It'll just affect their appearance, but it might be that in a year time they've put on a little bit of weight, and so now there's another area that's a little bit, let's say, that they'd like to have treated at that time. So four treatments and then a top-up treatment every year or so. In the case of skin laxity, most people at the moment are having skin tightening treatments using radio frequency, as opposed to Onda. And in the case of radio frequency, the typical protocol is quite a number of treatments, you know, often 6 to 8 and possibly even 10 treatments, and very close together, you know, so often it's 2 treatments a week for 3 to 4 weeks in a row. So it might be 6 to 8 treatments. And then you need a top-up treatment every 3 months. And that's because that radio frequency treatment is quite superficial. It creates an almost instant skin tightening effect, but it's not really a long-term structural change to the skin. And so it requires many treatments close together to get that initial improvement that will last for some time. And then relatively close together, they need maintenance treatments to keep that improvement apparent. In the case of Onda, because the energy is going deeper into the skin and changing, or creating a structural change to the deeper layers of the skin, what we see is that it takes longer to see the improvement. We don't get a change on the day, but once that change becomes apparent, because it's happened in the deeper layers of the skin and it's more of a structural change, it lasts for quite a bit longer. So as opposed to radio frequency, where I'd be saying 6 to 8 treatments or even 8 to 10 treatments close together and then a top up every 2 months, this is probably around about four treatments a month apart, similar protocol to fat. And then you might want to look at a top up treatment again every year or so. Everyone's a little bit different. Some people might want to have it a bit closer together if they had quite a lot of laxity when they started. And other people might have a treatment every 2 years because they didn't have much loose skin at all. They were a slim person anyway. And this was just about getting a nice improvement. And then, you know, they want to look at it in the future. But they will not need to have maintenance treatments every couple of months like you would with a lot of radio frequency treatments.
Yeah.
And I'll just keep going for a minute, because the most important one to answer in this question of yours is cellulite. So most other cellulite treatments are a combination of some sort of energy device that's creating some heat to increase the blood flow and to hopefully soften these septa to get some elasticity temporarily, to create some manipulation, either by lymphatic massage or some kind of suction and roller device to open up the lymphatic pathways. And the protocol is typically many treatments, again, 6 to 10 treatments, and a top-up treatment every month or so to keep the improvement. And the reason for that is these multiple modality protocols that people are having to do are treating the symptoms of cellulite. So the person has the physiological changes that have led to the cellulite, and these treatments are only improving the symptoms of the cellulite and only improving them temporarily, which is why people need these ongoing treatments to maintain the result. Now, Ondra is unique in this way because it's heating the fat layer and the connective tissue to over 50 degrees, and it's the only non-invasive heat-based treatment that I'm aware of that can do that. We can trigger some different changes that you don't get from the radio frequency devices that are heating the fat and the connective tissue to between 40 and 45 degrees. And these changes are treating the causes of cellulite instead of treating the symptoms of cellulite. And so as a consequence, with Ondra treating cellulite, we're doing 4 treatments, sometimes up to 6 if it's quite severe cellulite, but mostly 4 treatments. And these improvements then will last for 6 months, sometimes even 12 months, because we've treated the initial cause of it in the first place. And then it's the body's normal mechanisms that are clearing away the cellulite and maintaining the improvement. So the results that we see, or the improvements that we see with Ondra for cellulite, are significantly longer lasting than you would expect from the other treatments that are available for patients on the market at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I, it's so funny that you say that, because I know exactly what you mean, because I've had some of those treatments and it's true. It's done and gone. And I think that's what excites me about this being a little bit different. On that topic, I was going to ask you, is there any, like, oh, sorry, whereabouts on the body can you have it? Like, is there anywhere that you can't have it? Like,
well,
you could do arms if you were, you
sure. Know, like... Yeah. So like every device, there are some limitations, but compared to the other treatments, it's really quite flexible. So with cryolipolysis, for example, that's the technology. Although it's quite effective for fat reduction, it is limited in where it can treat, because you need to place an applicator on the skin and in most cases draw the fat layer or fat roll up into the applicator. And so it's difficult to treat certain areas of the body. In the case of Ondra, we can treat most areas. So that would include most areas on the leg, most areas on the torso. And it's really a great area in the upper arms. So the tuck shop arms, for example, because in the case of tuck shop arms on women, it's always a combination of skin laxity and fat. We want to improve both at the same time. And as we've talked about, that's how Ondra works. So it's a really great treatment for treating the upper arms. Because of the kind of technology or energy that's being used with Ondra, we don't want to treat over an area where there's a metal implant. So for example, if someone had a knee replacement, we wouldn't want to treat over that knee, but it would be of no consequence to treat their tummy if they've had a knee replacement, kind of thing. So there are some things we need to know. If the person has a pacemaker, that would be a contraindication to treatment. We wouldn't treat someone with a pacemaker. So there are some things that need to be discussed in the consultation, but to answer the question briefly, we can treat most areas of the body and there's not too many limitations to who can be treated.
Yeah, right. So you could do arms, you can do the back fat, belly, thighs, knees.
It's this combination of doing both or all three at the same time means it really simplifies things like treating areas like the knees, because it's always going to be a combination of wanting improvements in skin laxity and also reducing a bit of fat in the area as well. And it will do both. You haven't asked this, but the device has 2 different applicators, one that's for superficial treatments and one that's for deep treatment. So if we're targeting skin laxity and some cellulite, we use the superficial applicator. And if we're targeting fat and some cellulite, then we are using the deep applicator. It just depends where we're treating on the body and what we're targeting as to which applicator we use.
All right. So someone could not necessarily be fat, but or not have any fat, but have loose skin, and that you could actually just treat that virtually on its own. Or loose skin.
Yes, you could. That's exactly right. So you you know, find out what the patient's looking for, what areas to be treated and what their main concern is. And then we can select the appropriate applicator and select the appropriate settings. And in fact, the device does that for the operator. They put in the gender of the patient, they put in the body area they're treating, and they put in what they're wanting to target mainly, whether it's fat, cellulite or loose skin. And then the device tells the operator, use these power settings and use this applicator. And then they follow that 15 centimeter by 15 centimeter guidance, and then off they go. It's quite straightforward.
So on that, is like, does it have to, it doesn't have to be done by a doctor, does it? You just.
No, it doesn't. I mean, from a practical point of view, it's a very simple treatment to perform. So it's easy for people to provide high quality, effective treatments. So that's that. You know, all of these kind of devices, it's a treatment that is suitable for a cosmetic medical clinic. And you know, that's great when it is being done in that context. But we also have really professional either body contouring clinics or really high quality, you know, cosmetic spas. Mm-hmm. That often offer injectables and skincare and those other sorts of treatments that also offer a treatment like Onda. So it's suitable for both.
Yep. All right. And tell me another question I wanted to focus on is downtime, because I've definitely had procedures myself where, in fact, my daughter had a particular cryolipolysis treatment, and she was like, she had a bit of pain for a long time in the area, but also like, is there any downtime? Because people say, no, there's no downtime. And then you either got, you know, you spend weeks bruised or you can't walk. Yeah. Like, tell us the truth about the downtime.
Yeah. No worries. And look, I understand exactly what you mean. As you know, we worked with Cool Sculpting when we launched it here in Australia back in 2010. So I'm familiar with that sensation. You're talking about both of the bruising that you can get after cryolipolysis, which of course it's just bruising. There's nothing too much to that, but yep. It makes it a bit uncomfortable. But the, you know, the other thing is that people can get that really significant nerve pain in their tummy area for a few weeks afterwards, and it's not pleasant.
What that was, because my daughter had it, and she was like, so that's like a nerve.
It is pain. Related to a nerve reaction to the cold. Yeah. Okay. And you know, it's not. There's no long-term risk associated with that, but it can be really quite uncomfortable. And there's no way to know prior to the treatment that the patient's going to get it after the treatment. It's just a bit of a lottery. And, you know, it's not a significant percentage of people that get it, but nonetheless, it's a really well-known phenomenon that can happen after the treatment. The nice thing is with Onda is that there's nothing like that. So the typical treatment experience for the patient, you'll be able to verify this, but the typical experience is that during the treatment, as I said earlier, the underlying tissue, the deeper tissue below the skin feels, you know, quite hot. It's almost never painful, but people describe it as quite hot. And their skin feels cold. They have this odd sensation of cold on the surface and heat underneath for, you know, this 10-minute period while they're having that zone treated. What I've seen is the post-treatment experience in lots of people is that, you know, for about 5 to 15 minutes afterwards, the skin can be a little bit red, but often not even that because it's not being heated up. The area feels warm or even hot for between 15 minutes and 2 hours after the treatment. That residual heat stays in the area that's been treated. And then things just settle back down. People can go back immediately to what they're doing. In the case of cellulite, it's recommended that they do a little bit of their own massage in the area each day for a couple of days afterwards, just for a few minutes. And I've had a couple of people where I've heard that they've felt a little bit... I won't say there's certainly no appearance of any bruising, but a little bit tender for a couple of days afterwards. But that's actually not that common. Most people would just leave the treatment, go back to what they're doing, and really not have any post-operative sensation from having the treatment done once a couple of hours have passed and that heat has subsided. Did you have anything after the treatment that you experienced?
Zero. Yeah. Except, like you said, it was a little bit warm, which I didn't mind because it was a really cold day. And I was like, oh, this is keeping me warm. Yeah.
So I really don't. I think for 95% of people, the answer is it feels warm for an hour or two afterwards and then everything just sort of goes back to feeling normal and that's it.
Yeah. So tell me, because I know this is pretty new technology, where can people go to get it done or find out of it? Go to get it done. Like, are there many around Australia yet, or is it just kind of starting off now?
I know that. Well, I think the answer is a little bit of both. So there are now Onda devices in every capital city in Australia, in the mainland at least. I don't think there's any in Tasmania yet. But, you know, Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth, there are Onda devices.
Awesome.
We have an Onda Instagram page, so people can jump on there and find clinics. It's Onda_CoolWaves_Australia. And if people were to go to likeyourlook.com.au, likeyourlook.com.au, there's a locator on there. There's a whole range of different treatments on there, hydrofacial and dot therapy and is clinical and so on. Onda is one of the treatments that's available on there, or rather there's a locator there to track down the Onda clinics that are offering the treatment, so people can also find them there.
Awesome. And I will, of course, put my progress photos up as I go down the track as well, because I wish I could pass my skin around for people to feel, because it feels freaking amazing. I swear to God, it's weird. I'm just like, what?
No, I'm glad to hear it. I'm not surprised, but I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Look, thanks so much for taking the time today.
That's my pleasure. I'm glad I could talk to you.
Lovely. So listeners, as you heard, so there's an Instagram page on the _CoolWaves_Australia, or you can check out the website, which is likeyourlook.com.au, or otherwise, if all that fails, you can send us an email to info@plasticsurgeryhub.com.au, and we'll put you on to the right person. So thanks so much for joining us today, Matt.
Thanks very much, Trish.
Great. Catch you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners. For more information, visit plasticsurgeryhub.com.au or email info@plasticsurgeryhub.com.au. The material provided in this podcast is general information and does not constitute medical advice, nor is it a substitute for consultation and advice from your own practitioner. It should not be used to diagnose or treat any medical illness. Any medical or surgical decision should be made in consultation with your own doctor or practitioner and not based on the materials provided in this podcast.